Hello and welcome to today's edition of the DVCA show. We are doing the MASH Shield review as well as re-looking at our pre-season predictions and giving our first look at the MASH Shield team of the year and how that could be shaping up. Riley Patterson from Thomastown United, Carl Heckman from South Morang.
Boys.
Thomastown first win of the season, 5 wickets overall. I know they've gotten the claps, so...
Upset, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, this is the big thing. M. McLean, duck off 5.
Yep. Well, when you've got a side 2 for none, that's a good start.
Shoaib Khan, 82, not in the reply. That really deserves a shout-out as well. That's a bloody good effort.
I think the difference, like, old Ivano, looking at the score now, they've had 2 blokes make 28, another 2, 20 and 23. One of them goes on. They do win.
Yes. But
they Thomastown didn't have another 5 in the shed, 5 overs.
5 overs? God, they've canted
on. 135.
Yeah.
With 2 blokes at the crease.
Alberti back.
Yeah.
They just want to keep him in the twos. He was their captain.
He is the captain.
Yeah.
Big 100. Deserved to come up.
Just let him
resign. It was a huge 100.
Huge 100.
There was a couple of big old dogs who made huge 100s that day, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Unfortunately, chocolates to boil lollies for Lou. Duck off 2.
You can't win them all. Keon Park. I reckon this is a significant win we do need a bit of a chat about.
Helped us.
Lorimer rolled for 112. Keon Park home by 4 wickets. Patrick Richardson, top scoring for Lorimer with 43, but no one else passed 11 for Lorimer.
Form back, Patrick. Made a few against us last week too.
So, no, they were in all sorts of trouble, Lorimer. They managed to scrape a defensible position. They were 7 for 53. So to get to 112, they would have taken. Keon Park made short work of that. Your mate Jake McSwain, Riley, top four scoring with 34 in the reply. Having already done a fair bit of work with the ball, I might add, 4 for 17 off 5.
Off 31.
That is a day.
He puts a bit of pressure on the bowling.
Yeah.
I think that's what gets over the line. It's under 30 overs. I don't know. If they could build up some dots from the other end, Lorimer might have been a bit more in it, but
that was a canter.
If I'm umpiring, 3 votes, Jay McSwain.
That's an uncontroversial one. I think no need to waffle. That's 3-2 and half the one.
Upset, mate.
Upset's coming all the way here. Dennis beating Lower Eltham by 5 wickets, and we might add, no Daniel Martini for Dennis, and Luke Green making a very mortal 35 knot.
Retired, wasn't it?
Retired.
Yeah, retired, not out.
Yeah.
I hope you wasn't
Is that
injured.
An upset, though?
I reckon that is,
Or have they just turned up on the day, got through Lower Eltham? Kept it relatively small. It's a small ground, very easy to bat on.
That's still an upset. But
I reckon it's just a bowling performance that's just put him in a hole.
Well, so Sparrow 1 for 23
off
just over 7. Who else? Vivek Danker, 3 for 18 off his 8. That's
early as well.
That is handy.
And Big Greeny 2 for 19 off
5. Sorry, late.
Greeny 2 for 19 plus his 35. That's actually, he might even sneak a vote there.
Yeah. He just retired just to give the other boys a chance. Hopefully nothing's wrong with him. Like, he's all right.
Rivergum home by 4 wickets over Hurstbridge. So
game of the week. Leading into it. Actual end of game. Yeah. I'm just saying to...
In anticipation, yes. In execution, probably the match we're about to talk about between your two sides, to be honest. Right. Yeah.
How much are we talking about that game? We'll finish Rivergum first.
Oh, there's a couple of agenda points I really do want to discuss for sure. So Hurstbridge 8 for 169. I have no idea what Rivergum's ground's like. Is that par for 40 overs?
Short straight.
Yeah, okay.
Last year when we played on it was like 37 degrees, so relatively quick all round, but very short straight. They do bowl to it well as well.
Yeah, and good team bowling performance too. Share the wickets all around.
Rivergum 6 for 173, making it in the 39th over. Perry 95 off 104. Mill Park, Panton Hill. I'm going to call this an upset. You guys can say whatever you want.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
So Panton Hill, 8 for 197. Mill Park, they made it the second last ball of the day by 3 wickets. Really, really good knock by Chris Taylor. Did not miss a cut shot. Really well guided hitting old. Square.
Don't miss cut shots.
And who else we got? So I'll give a shout out to Cameron Fernandez down the order. I think the wickets started tumbling. Like, once we got Rui, we thought we had him. And the wickets kept falling, and he stemmed the bleeding. 28 knot off 24.
Have you versed him Yep.
No, I haven't played in the park yet.
What I found from the two-day game, they're not as easy to give their wicket away. They will have an intent to survive rather than score first. So, I actually do rate their approach a little bit more compared to like past seasons.
How common in Mash Shield is it that you'll see teams commit to grinding it out like that?
Rivergum do it. They will not score for 60 overs, and then the last 20 they'll kill you.
Yep.
Shit.
You've got to be good enough to do that, though. You've got to be good enough to back yourselves into this 20.
Yeah. It's like, how many wickets do you want to have in the bank to then be able to do that? They just probably accepted that they're going to use 4 wickets and go as hard as they can, like if they're 6-4 or whatever. They're probably just backing the same strategy the whole time.
And I reckon 9 times out of 10, if you bat your 80, you generally win games.
I'd love to see the numbers, and I generally think it wouldn't be that far off that, yeah? You're in 90%.
I'm not giving it away because it's a little bit of our tempo, but yeah, I've given the numbers, what score you need to have on the board for a percentage of the amount of wins that you'll get from it, and the amount of overs. So if you... I'll give this one. If you bat 60 overs day one, very rarely goes to an outright result.
Yep.
So all you have to do is bat 60 overs day one to minimise your loss chances.
Have you done the numbers the other way around? The percentage of games lost by a team who bats day one and doesn't get to 60?
It's just about loss every time.
Yeah,
but right. It's also numbers on the board as well. It's 227.
Yep.
Over the last 3 years, playing 2 days again, it's 227 you go on the board. It's like 9 times out of 10 you win.
You give an opponent 5 overs at the end of the day, you're a red hot chance to like land one, maybe 2, big momentum shift. 20 is too many overs to give them. Way too many. There's no pressure on them.
You're actually fine with 15.
Yeah.
If you can keep it between 1 and 15 and 227 on the board, you're still a very good chance. Doesn't matter about the overs because... If you give a team total of 100 overs, how many of them are going to bat it out?
Yep.
Especially this grade. You talk Rivergum, that's it. Hurstbridge, if they consolidate, because they are a very older, experienced team, yeah, they might. But across the whole grade, like not a lot of teams are still going to bat out 100 overs. No. They'll eventually get bored.
All right, let's talk the fun match. South Morang beat Thomastown United. Our guests head-to-head. South Morang prevailing by 2 wickets, but Riley Patterson, 5-4, including... The wicket of Carl Heckman, which completed the King's pair. Gentlemen, the floor is yours. They say nothing. What is this? They just sit there.
Each
wait for the other. What?
I've gone out for a hat-trick.
Oh, God, I thought you meant Riley had hat-tricks. No, you kept
on
that.
He was on it, yeah. But no, it's Mill Park, Marshall out.
Yeah.
And then into McSwain, who was going to be a guest, and I would have been miserable as fuck, into Riley.
Was it Plum, do you reckon?
Bowler's going to say yes. Yeah. My non-striker said he thought from his angle pitch outside leg. But that's what I'm saying. Like
the only thing I thought was height.
Yeah.
Well, through your process.
So Tonga United 183. Miftas in that Srian.
Srian.
Yep. 42 runner ball as the opener. James Lalios 51 ended up top scoring.
$10.
183. Reasonably confident defending at South Morang. Is it still slow at South Morang?
It's just big.
Big?
Just big. Yeah.
Big. And defendable. I thought we were 2 for 100 on the knocker at drinks, and I thought...
Late little charge, Stefan.
Yeah, Steph.
For $10, but 22.
Yeah, runs, Steph with 22.
Yeah.
Off 38. Yeah, batted really
well. Is that 40 bucks? Just in this
room. Something like that. I think we might be going to Bali for a cricket.
Was it Gary? He made a duck.
I was sort of looking around that 200 mark. And then, Carl decided to plug the field, which, I mean, good captains do. I'll give you your flowers there. We did have this chat after the game that Carl does set quite good fields. We just couldn't get away. The bowlers did their job. Young Blair and Benny Zeichel, I thought they bowled quite well.
Ka-ching.
And Darcy Kay as well. I don't think I had played against him, but little 3 for 28 there. Yeah. It was actually quite difficult to get away in the... On the day. So, yeah, I thought we were probably looking around that 200 mark to get 183. I wasn't disappointed because if someone said to me at the start of the day after our last white ball match where we made 70, to give me 183, I would have taken that every day of the week. Mm. But from the position we were in, I would have thought closer to 200. I would have been more confident going in there.
South Morang home with 8 balls to spare. Brad Riley, 66 top scoring. Handy little knock from Lachlan Gatherer in second drop.
Name all of them. They all batted well, except for Terry.
Terry, 1 off 8.
Yeah.
As first drop, too. Just
kick him over. Jeez. Get our golden duck. Like, if you're going to waste their time.
Unusually slow for Sean. 21 off 36. I seem to remember him batting like a hurricane last year.
No, not necessarily.
Not even in white ball.
What? No, well, he played the 2020 last year.
Oh, I remember distinctly.
Yeah, made the 50-odd, I think. Was it like 40 balls or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, he builds in innings nicely. It's he's probably a bit more accustomed to two-day cricket. But, yeah, we had, what, Rick contribute there?
Rick made 16.
Runnable 16.
Runnable 16. Yeah. I thought Sayon was probably the one that got his home in the end, so along with Blair.
Late runs.
Just
Darcy Kay swinging it, everything outside off. Yeah. I actually didn't mind it. If he gets an edge, it's four.
Yeah, I thought the game. I did think
once your pace as well. It gets to the boundary. So
once we did get Carl, I thought we were a sniff. I mean, we started quite poorly, and I don't think anyone from my side will argue that one. We are
6 for 158 when you went out, Carl. So that still left 26 needed.
But by the time I come back out after crying,
yeah,
I think we were on 170 or something.
Yeah, right.
Or 175. Like Blair was what, run a ball?
Yeah, 10 off 12.
Yeah. So yeah, we're still progressively making the runs pretty quickly. So. They kind of saved us there.
Yeah, I think execution in the end from us was probably what let us down.
The 200 that he probably wanted was saved by us in the field. Like, we fielded pretty well. But then...
We fielded
the 20 poorly.
I think we dropped 5 catches.
20 plus or minus.
Yeah, I think we dropped 5 catches. We let balls go through our legs. We slipped over and balls went past us. We dived over balls. It was just...
Overthrows, I reckon. Six runs in overthrows.
Yeah, that was just off Jay, I think. Cha-ching.
he wasn't put up with, yeah, was he?
Pardon? Jay hadn't been put up yet, but there.
Yeah, right. Luke Burt, where did he field?
Luke was.
Was he the whippy fella on the boundary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, he's quick. He's got wheels.
Yeah.
He hasn't done a lot for us this year, admittingly.
Dead arm Owen.
Yeah. losing Owen did hurt early, but obviously we got Ollie, the new import, as our off spinner. So we thought Luke might be there last year, but obviously getting Ollie, that's sort of pushed Lukey back in the
pecking order. Ollie, what you're talking about there.
Yeah. But
so you've named 10. Well, we've named 10.
That's 100. How many of your boys got an mention here? That must be.
I think just about all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. But back to Lukey. Yeah, he's just a very good team man. He's improved his fielding the whole way. Played a little handy role towards the end with the bat as well. Didn't get the bat that long, but yeah, he's been doing a mountain of work at training.
It was a good game to be a part of.
Yeah, I think
well supported from both teams as well off the field.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure who was it, but it was a lady screaming for you boys the whole time.
That was probably Jay's mum.
Right, yeah. Actually, yeah, she was going, getting up and about for him by an 8 over spell as well.
8 over straight, mate.
When's the last time he's done that?
Oh, I did it last year, definitely.
Once?
No, twice. A couple of times. Really? Yeah, a couple of times. Yeah. But yeah, I think, it's disappointing, but personally, I don't think we're that far away. I mean, we roll.
That's two close losses back to back.
Yeah.
Not quite back to back.
And then we roll Lauren for 140. Look, the reverse Collingwood of 2023. I actually genuinely think it's 4 or 5 games that we've lost in the last 2 seasons by less than 10 runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not that far away. Just, as I said, execution and hopefully we'll be there.
So the rolling team of the year, we're going to be keeping this one going every 3 weeks when we catch up for our MASH Shield review. Boys, takeaway, I think a pretty unsurprising opening combination for the batting.
Yeah, McLean and Green. Gilmore, unlucky not to be there. We do have Green there off 3 games. But we have found a way to slot Gilmore in. We'll get to that.
Pez at 3. I dare say probably captain.
Just stay at one spot though, please, Matt. It'll make this a lot easier. There's a rolling team, which should lead into the end of year.
And mind you, trying to pick this is based off a normal cricket side too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're all right. A bit more context of that. We've got 1 to 6 as our batters slash a couple of rounders, leading into 7 as our keeper, 8 to 11 our bowlers. And bowlers only.
Yeah. So I got Pez at 3, and I dare say probably captain of that side. Yeah. And then as Carl just mentioned, James Gilmore at 4 after a couple of good knocks.
Yeah, our 2 all-rounders is Carruthers and Crookie. Both taking wickets, both getting some runs. Both very dominant. into Chrissy Taylor and as our keeper right now, old dog doing it, getting it done. Who was our other one that we were looking at? There was a, wasn't it from...
Rick Khan?
Yeah, Khan from Tomo.
Yeah, good little shout there.
Cranked out another red ink 80 too.
Yeah. And then we got Riley at 8 as our first bowler, backing up from late last year, the form that he had. Two fifers now.
Yeah, two fifers.
Yeah, what do you do with the balls? Do you throw them back in the bag or you keep them at home for dad?
No, I've been throwing them back in the bag.
Yeah, you kind of have to, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without getting a big head, I kept me 7 for last year. That's the best figures. But the rest have gone back in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still owe us a couple of balls from a game 2 years ago.
Yeah, I probably do. But that was your fault for putting them in the creek at our ground. But anyway.
into our 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, so Kane Richards from Lower Eltham. TT from South Morang, obviously taking a bag of...
Six for 19 is a good way to get the attention.
Turning him sideways.
Yeah.
And he would have been on two hat-tricks. Fella nicked off, not given. Turns around to smile at us. And then next ball bowled, we ask him if he's out, and he smiles again. He hit it. Just walk. He could have been on two hat-trick balls that game. Yeah.
Yeah, so TT at 10, and then Sadawi, that's 11 with his 9.
Yeah. No 12th man's in this team either. It's going to be the rolling team. Is there 12th man end of year? There isn't, is
there? Just in Cal's team.
No.
Just Cal's team for the week. Yeah.
Just tried to buy myself a little bit of leniency with the 12th man position, but you know.
Could you see yourself reading names out end of year?
Well, exactly. They're all pretty easy names to read out, to be honest. TT aside.
Well, I'd hope so.
TT aside, it's...
It's pretty easy.
All right. As long as, who's your fella whose last name starts with U in your team?
Urethran.
Urethran.
Yeah.
I could do that as well.
Yeah,
same. No, it's the bloke from Greensboro who took a 6 for the other week and he's got 6 names.
Bolinos.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, that is the one that I just hope he has a bad season every year. So I don't even want to give him a vote because that is the one I cannot get.
We are going to be stats friendly with this list as well.
Yeah, well, mate, what we're supposed to. You guys can only go off the matches that you see, and the matches that I see are G3.
How's that team of the year going?
Not on the weekend,
though. All right, I've got trivia to get to in Hawthorn. Let's move on with this. All right, let's go with our rolling predictions. We've got Flag, Batting and Bowling Awards, the Duckworth Turner Medal for the Best Player, and Smokey for the Flag. So we went back and we had a look at our predictions before round one. Boys, anything shifted? Anything we're sticking with?
No.
If I was to change, I'd go be bowler. Slight shift to him. Just...
Thank you.
No, like the 2 days.
But we did make the rule.
Yeah, I know.
There couldn't be anyone in the room.
I understand that, but like you've started with two fifers. And
it was Carl's rule too. So I think he anticipated getting a bit more of a shout out than he's getting.
So he came home with a wet tail last year. He was nearly there. But no, I'm just...
And missed the last game, thanks to Jay.
Yeah.
37 wickets was he last year?
Yeah.
It's crazy numbers.
Did you get the bowling away?
No.
Who got it?
Perry,
wasn't it?
Bannister?
They got batting.
No,
it was a River Gum.
Was
Bannister?
I thought it was Trav Baker.
Ah, no, yeah. That rings a bell, yeah.
He comes on perfectly in a one-day game where it's late, from one end, stumps, good enough pace to get through. It's smart bowling. And then the two-day game, like Red Bull, he moves it away. Moves it quite a bit, so...
Yeah. Away to the left-hander?
Natural, yeah. But, like, even if it's not swing, it's still a little bit of jag as well, so it is... quite difficult to face. That's my only change. Kevin Park still in the top four. They say it's me, Smokey. Perry Bannister, which it's leaded more towards Perry so far with a 7.
I would have thought so, yeah.
He'd be
on 8, I reckon.
If they got a full game in, there's votes. Was there votes for the washouts? No. They don't pull votes, do they?
I actually don't know this rule.
Can you follow that one?
I will. I've got
a
phone.
Can you ask Mr. O'Connor now?
I will give Uncle Johnny a buzz on the way home.
Will he be listening? Would he just message you tomorrow or something after he listened to it?
Oh, he loves the podcast. No, yeah. He's a big fan of them.
Right. Hurstbridge still flagged for me. And Greeno batting, as long as he's back. I might have to change that next.
Yeah, well, I think for me, I mean, we saw the result in the... Was it on the weekend or round three? River Gum and Hurstbridge. Mm-hmm. River Gum got the chocolates there. So I'm going to stick with them for the flag. Rui, I'm going to stick with Rui with the bat because I think everyone knows what that man's capable of. And
running out of games.
We've still got 10 left. He can peel off plenty. And I have no doubt when it comes against us, he'll start making some runs.
Yeah. Will you replace their balls?
Probably not.
Actually, you talk coming down the wicket and being stiff LBs. That was very much him on Saturday. He's charged the guns at Rick, and Rick's gotten him, I reckon, just above the knee.
Rick was the only one that appealed.
No, because by this point we were a bit worried.
Well, you were especially yelling as well. You would have been. You're one of them.
So I actually tried chirping Rui.
Why?
Because I knew I'd never play a match with him again. And I was like, you know what?
So you wanted to remember you.
Will he remember me? No. Will I be able to say, oh, yeah, well, I once chirped a match with two-time Gleeson medalist Rui?
Yeah.
And if I chirped him and he'd actually gotten annoyed at this G3 pissant yelling at him and he'd gone out.
He doesn't get flustered.
No. Yeah, I figured that out real quick.
Smile. Just smiles at you and goes, yeah.
I'm smiling at me after a sledge, I can't do it to you after that. You're too nice a bloke. I can't. Yeah.
There's not a lot of people that you can get flustered anymore. But, like, the chirp is nothing.
I think that's a part of our shield career. We've all played against each other for such a long time.
We're just all friends.
Mm. We're just all mates. Look at Carl and I now.
Yeah.
Barclay managed to take some notes. Alrighty, fellas, thank you very much for coming back in.
What's the trivia, by the way?
The Elgin Inn. Just general stuff.
Okay,
I'm pretty handy, I'm not going to lie.
You need
music questions in a tiebreaker. I am the Rui of trivia.
What, 30 runs? Has he only made 30 by now?
It was a stiff dismissal too, I won't lie.
Oh. I would have gone more towards like Perry or something, like the Perry of them.
I think comparing myself to Matt Perry under any... I would love to be just in any one thing in life, I'd love to be Matt Perry at the moment.
Or just go 12th man against them so you can be on the same field.
The G3 team needs their captain, mate.
Not for that week. Just say you can't play second innings.
I might see if we're playing River Gum first week back after Christmas, because... It's another match where
G3 so you guys aren't on, yeah.
Beautiful.
Just shift the fixture to suit you.
Oh, no, this week it was great last week.
Mr. O'Connor, you got two things here.
I thought I was going to turn up, take photos, sink cans on Saturday, then I was actually needed in the field.
If you start drinking early, they can't bring you on the field.
That would have left us with 10 fielders, and I think I would have copped a bit.
Who come off?
Ryan Hogg.
He was selfish enough to come off. You could be selfish enough to start drinking.
What if I do have started drinking incredibly quickly? Like JB's asked
me. One sip, you're good.
Is that a rule?
I think it's bitter.
You'll have to check that.
That's three. I've got three things to talk to Uncle Johnny about now.
Yeah, right. Were you going to call him this week at all?
Yeah. No, we talk maybe...
Why are you smiling?
for cricket stuff, Johnny and I will talk maybe a couple of times a week.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he is kind of the guy who gets podcast guests who aren't my mates, who I just call in, so...
Does he have to approve it?
Not approve it. It's just it's better coming from an executive committee member than this guy that no one knows who just does the podcast. Clubs say yes quicker.
Are the three of us going to be on the commentary team for...
Summer Smash Grand Final. Yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
I'm hoping I'm playing it.
Well, if we're not. But can we do all three games, though?
Yeah.
Please, like, don't get up on top just, of that. That was
but this, but th- this is the thing. No one sticks their hands up to do commentary stuff. Unless it's like a 10-minute spot. So who's going to have all this time free to commentate? It's obviously us.
Well, can we drink this time, though? Can we get sponsored by the club hosting?
That sounds like the fourth thing I've got to talk to Uncle Johnny about.
Yeah. Just set up, like, a slab. Proper mics. I'm not talking to your shoulder.
No, I've got the mic situation was diabolical. We need to do that a little bit better. Yeah.
Turned the live stream. I'll go mute. I won't be able to do it.
No,
I didn't know that you can edit.
I don't need a live stream, to be quite honest. So
yeah, no,
the pod's fine.
Yeah.
All right, I got trivia to get to. Remember, more cricket, more people, more often.
Get down the disc.